just want to follow that up with the thought that we talk about the question, why the glory? And brother just mentioned we'll be displayed in that glory. But thinking of the Lord Jesus, that glory, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, starting at verse 6, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. And finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who love his appearing." Those who have a heart to see the Lord Jesus Christ, that rejected man in this scene, to see him have his rightful place in this world. To see him come in all the glory that is described in Revelation chapter 19. To see him coming in all that glory as that righteous judge. To see every knee bow and every tongue confess that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To see him, and this has to do with the millennial reign, and to see him come into that reign and to see that he will reign in righteousness, and the result of that righteous reign will be peace. What a day is coming, not for the world, but what a day is coming for Christ. And the Apostle Paul says, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not only for me, but for all those who want to see the Lord Jesus have his rightful place. Oh, that will be glory for me, the hymn writer says. And what a thought for us today, that yes, we look for the rapture and we look for the Lord Jesus to come and take us home to be with himself, and that gives us great hope. I want to echo what Brother Henny said, that it's all about Christ. Christ is our hope. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Jesus Christ, our hope. And that hope is now, has gone ahead. He's the forerunner in heaven, and that hope is anchored for us. It's steadfast and it's sure. Hebrews chapter 6. And so how wonderful to know that, yes, as believers, we have this blessed hope that the Lord Jesus is coming back for us. But it's not about us. It's not about me. It's about that blessed person having his rightful place in this world. It's about him undoing everything that Adam did. And yes, he did that on the cross. But beloved, what a day it's going to be in the millennial reign when it's going to be seen and righteousness will reign because Christ will reign. Oh, do we love that day? Are we looking forward to that day? I know most of us, are probably myself included, are looking, Lord, just come. Take me home. Just enough's enough already. This world is so bad. Just come and rescue me. Take me home. But how about, Lord, help me to long for you to have your rightful place. And then just the thought, when we think about, because I think it's important just to distinguish the difference between the rapture and the revealing, and to know that there is a difference that's not the same thing. And there are those that will teach that the rapture and the revealing is the same, and it's one and the same, but it's very clearly just a couple of distinctions. I've got listed about 25 of them, but I'm not going to, I won't read them all. But just to remind us of this, it says in First Thessalonians 4 that he comes for his own. He comes for an expected people. A people who are waiting, a people who are looking, a people who are anticipating his return. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the day of the Lord is going to appear like a thief. He doesn't come for there in the revealing, in the day of the Lord,
It's not for a waiting people. It's for an unexpected people. Right? And in the rapture, he comes and we meet him in the air. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and we who are alive will meet them in the air. And we shall be forever with the Lord. So comfort one another with these words. But in the revelation, in the revealing of the Lord Jesus in his glory, he comes to the earth. He comes to the earth. Doesn't say we come to the earth, but he comes to the earth. And so when we think about this, and these are just a couple of distinctions and differences, and we could go through many more, I'm sure. But I just want to set the difference between them, because I think it's important for us to know that they are different and that the scriptures are very clear on this. The rapture is something that he calls a mystery in 1 Corinthians. He calls it a mystery. And in the revealing, the day of the Lord, it's not a mystery. It was all through the Old Testament. And so when we see this, we see a distinction, and this just gets us started with the distinction. But the question remains, do we long? Yes, we long for the rapture. We've had enough. We're ready to go home. Come, Lord Jesus, and take thy waiting people home. Yes, absolutely. Let's sing it. Let's sing it robust. But do we long for the Lord Jesus to have his rightful place?